Hello. Welcome to Death Rattle with Greg Williams. I am Greg Williams, the one and only. Just wanted to welcome everybody to the show. This is a show about everything funeral, cemetery, cremation, anything like that. I've been doing this for quite some time. But first and foremost, I wanted to let you know we're coming to you live from the Premier Roofing Studios. I wanted to also thank the Country Inn and Suites in Stone Mountain, Georgia, beautiful Stone Mountain, Georgia, for allowing us to use a room here to do all this recording and everything. And want you to tell all your friends and family that you can find us at endresults.com, and that's results with a Z at the end instead of an S. So, again, that's endresults.com. You can find this podcast and many, many others. And everything. So going forward, I just wanted to let you know today I want to talk about a lot of stuff dealing with the cemetery, mainly markers, monuments, the difference between the two, how the process works, ordering them, getting them sent, set, everything like that, different kinds of markers and monuments. We have several different kinds. That we allow in our cemetery. I am the general manager of Eternal Hills Funeral Home and Memory Gardens in Snellville, Georgia. I have been a licensed funeral director for over 20 years. I have been the general manager of these two locations, 5 years now. I couldn't believe that the other day when I saw that. I've done a little bit of everything through the years. I am a hands-on guy. I like to be out there in the middle of stuff, so I learn things. So when I have questions from families or anybody else, I have a knowledgeable answer for them. To get everything kicked off, I just wanted to start with the types of markers and monuments that we offer out here. A lot of people call them headstones. Sometimes they are headstones, sometimes they're footstones, depending on where they're set in the particular area of the cemetery. Just wanted to kind of throw out there, first and foremost, kind of a disclaimer. Because of the pandemic, believe it or not, we're still feeling the effects of that pandemic. Not only with shipping, but manufacturing, engraving, everything like that. So where in the past, before the pandemic, you would come in and order a marker or a monument, you were looking at about a 3-month turnaround to get it done after the final approval, to get it to the manufacturers, get them to get it made and get it sent to us to where, and then we could have it usually set in on the space or the grave or mausoleum crypt or columbarium niche within 7 days of receipt of that item. Given the fact that the pandemic has slowed everything down to an extremely slow crawl, that lead time has now morphed into 9 months to a year to get things done. So here's a little backstory on that. And some of the reasons that is happening. So before the pandemic, we would send in an order for we're just going to use a marker in this case. And so what that is, what I'm talking about when I say a marker, it is a ground marker, a grass marker. What it is a slab of granite with a bronze plate that attaches to that, and then it's all placed in one space. So going forward, when I say marker, that's what I'm referring to. So before the pandemic, when you would come in after a burial and design that marker, we would get a proof for you. We would get you to sign off on that proof. That was usually a process that took, in many cases, maybe a month at the most. And once we get that final sign off from the family, we would send that to our manufacturer, and they would produce that or put it into production. The bronze portion of that, and then we would also order the what's called a base, a granite base that the bronze attaches to. That comes from actually a different place. It comes from a quarry. We get most of ours from a local quarry here in Georgia, but there are quarries all over the United States. Every quarry's a bit different. I know everybody's seen the different colors and things like that out there as far as the granites on the markers and things like that. So every quarry's got a little bit different color. The color that is popular around here and the one that we use more of in our cemetery and most of the Atlanta area uses this color too. It's called what we call it is pink pearl. The name is a little misconceiving. It's not really pink. It's got a little pink in it, but it's more of a gray. But as most people know, granite has several different colors in each of the slabs, or in this case, the bases. So we would order that from a different manufacturer with the bolt pattern that we needed. And if they needed a vase to go with it, we would have to have that cored out as well, to where we could put the vase assembly in. Again, that would come from a totally different manufacturer. We would order those. They would usually come in, again, within 3 months, roughly the same time frame when we got both of them. We would consider ourselves very lucky if they came in the same day or the same week, but usually not a whole lot of difference in time of delivery. And then we would start the process of getting it put together and then placed on the grave. So from start to finish, from final sign off by the family to having that marker placed in the ground, a photo taken and sent to the family, and they were notified that it was placed. Before the pandemic, again, we were looking at roughly 3 months. And so now what's happened since the pandemic, the manufacturing of the bronze marker has slowed to a pretty good rate of crawl, for lack of a better term. What happened was that during that pandemic, as like with every other industry, most people were not, well, their factory basically shut down, just like everywhere else. Most of their administration and things like that were doing things from home. So we were still ordering markers for families because the deaths obviously were still going. Families still wanted to place those, but there was nobody making those. So not only did the manufacturer have the markers that they were making before the pandemic and then had to stop making those, they were getting more on top of that. And so what that cost was a backup, obviously. So that being said, when they finally came back to work, and were able to start manufacturing again, you know, for the first several months, they were doing it with a smaller crew. So the manufacturing was going, they were actually making things, but at a slower rate. We are now back to regular speed as far as that goes, but we're still trying to catch up from that pandemic where they had to catch up not only from the orders that were placed before the pandemic and that would have been produced during that pandemic, but the additional orders that were placed during that pandemic as well. So that's what the lead time has pushed out so far. Not only was that a problem, but shipping was an issue. Couldn't find enough people to drive the trucks. And that's just on the bronze part of it. On the granite part, they had the same issues. Even though they're just right up the road from us here, and everything, they didn't have the workers to come in and cut the granite, polish the granite, engrave the granite if need be, you know, core the holes and things like that. So their workforce, I would venture to say, was probably half of what it was before the pandemic hit and everything. So that's the delay. So the reason I'm saying this is because I get a phone call at least once a day, at least one phone call, a lot of times more, asking me why it's taking so long to get a family's, their loved one's marker here, or where it is in the process, or when it's going to be shipped or anything like that. And so I just wanted to put that out there, for people to know why everything has slowed down like that. Now, this is not a problem that is specific to here where I live. This is a problem that is occurring all over the country. Well, all over the world, really. Trying to get caught up from you know, loss of time at work and things like that. The process is getting faster. We did learn from the pandemic several things on how to streamline a few things as far as the manufacturing and things like that, which is better. But we're getting caught up and everything. So all that being said, I just want to kind of go over the entire process of placing that order. Now, this is for a flat grass marker. So after a death would occur, and the burial took place, we would set up an appointment with the family, have them come in, sit down with us, and at that point, we would show them all their options. All the options being the different types of bronze, different colors. There are many, many different colors that you can choose from. So they would have to make a choice on color of bronze, the border that would go all the way around the bronze, the wording on that bronze, the font on that wording, and you know, if they wanted a vase or if they didn't. Now, in our cemetery, we have in our rules and regulations that the only way you can place flowers on a space is if there is a vase present. Some people choose to have that vase so they can do that. Some people choose not to. So you have to go through, I would venture to say, a minimum of probably 15 to 20 different choices, or decisions, I guess would be a better term, to finally complete that. Not only are there that many choices, many times we had several family members that would come in and make these arrangements. And then so with all those choices, then you have all these different mindsets trying to make those choices and narrow everything down to one final design. Once we did finally get to that final design, then we would send everything to the manufacturer. They would produce a proof for us, which would be a exact likeness of what that that bronze marker would look like when it was finished. They would send that back to us. We would in turn get that in front of the family, and the family would look it over. You know, every now and again, we'll get those in where you know, the date of death or the date of birth is a digit or two off, and we would like to have a final sign off from our families before we have it manufactured. Obviously, it's not like typing on a computer. You can't just backspace and fix that. Once it's produced, it's produced, it's done, because they make a mold for every single one, and it's according to the final proof that is sent from us. So that is not put into production until we have a signature from the family. Once that is done, then it's put into production. And again, at that point, that's when the process of the year to get it back to us goes into play. So that year doesn't even start till we get that proof in. It's not a year from the first arrangement where they're making the decisions or anything like that. It's a year from the time that the manufacturer gets the proof itself. And then once we get that, we have to order the granite as well. Again, that's from two different places. So after that year, 9 months to a year's up, and we get both of the pieces, then our process is that we have to put those pieces together in a specific size. So just as an example, if the bronze is the size, it's 44 by 14, then the granite has to be 48 by 18. And so what that would do is give us a 2-inch overhang on every side so that granite could be seen. It just makes it prettier. It's aesthetically pleasing. But it also makes it where that bronze sits on that granite better. There's a little bit of overhang. We don't risk people tripping on it or anything like that, or mowers getting it or anything like that, wouldn't we have that overhang on there. So we have to make sure we have that. We have to make sure it's in the correct color. As far as colors of granite, we have at our particular cemetery, I would say the options are for probably about 30 to 40 different colors. And those are domestic and sent from overseas, so they would have to be shipped in. Really depends on what color you want. A lot of people just pick the pink pearl, like I said, because it's easier to get. It's faster a little bit in most cases. Sometimes they get, the popular color with almost everything nowadays is black. We can get a black granite. It takes a while because it has to be shipped from overseas. So that being said, overseas shipments adds even more time to this process, which is crazy, I know. So that's for ground markers. But back to the process, once we get the two pieces together, then we assemble that piece of granite with the bronze itself, and then we have to go out and do a layout of the space again, just like we did for the burial when we dug the grave originally. We go out and measure off our pins out there, make sure we have the space itself laid out, not only so that we know that we're placing that marker in the right place on the space itself, but that we are at the right space, because up to this point, it's not marked. So we go through all our checks and balances to make sure that we are in the proper space and everything, because when we place that, if you think about it, this family has purchased this, and we put that marker down. They're going to come out and visit that space and that marker and the grave for the rest of their lives. And if we put that in the wrong place and they have been coming out to the same place for many, many years, and then we discover that it's in the wrong place, how would that make a family feel? I can tell you a little bit about that, not having experienced it on a personal level, but having experienced it in a the capacity of my position. It's not an easy thing for families to feel that they've been out here spending time at the wrong place, So many questions come up and everything like that. So that's why we do our due diligence and take our time to do all our proper layouts, measurements and everything, so that we are insured that we place that very important piece of a family's history, a family's honoring of their loved one in the correct place, so that they have a place and they know that when they come out to visit that space and place flowers, have a picnic, have dinner or lunch with their loved one or anything like that, that they are coming to the right place. And so we take that very seriously. That is a huge, huge responsibility on us, and that we take on gladly. And so that, you know, that family can be, or that loved one can be honored forever. So once we get it set, we remove the earth for in the size. We level the granite and the bronze. Once we place it in there, we have to dig out a little bit more of the earth so that we can place the vase, which is attached. A lot of people don't know this, that because we get calls on this every day, that my vase is broken, or anything like that. Most manufacturers manufacture their bronze markers where the vase actually flips over upside down and fits back down into that marker when there aren't flowers there. So that when we mow or anything like that, or we have a service in the area, a burial in the area or something like that, when we do that, we use heavy equipment and things like that. So we will flip those vases over and place them inside the marker so they're not damaged. We get multiple calls on a weekly basis stating that their vase is broken or anything. So we've learned to, I personally have learned to ask when I talk to a family, if there is an actual hole that you can stick your hand in, or if it looks like it's broken off. And I would venture to say 9 out of 10 times, they'll tell me that it looks like it's broken off. We simply ask them to reach down and grab the knob, pull straight up, and there's a vase there. All that is explained during the conference to design everything, things like that. But families aren't thinking about that. They're not remembering that kind of thing. Moving forward. At that point, we call, once we have everything set, leveled, cleaned, not only do we clean that particular marker, but we clean and sweep off the markers that were already set around them, just so when they come out, everything looks very nice for them, and they can come out and spend some time with their loved one in a nice environment. So that's the entire process of a flat marker. There's many, many steps in that process. If we miss one, or we miss handle one, or anything like that, it's going to slow it down even further. So we, as a company, try to be very diligent in the process or in the information that we get. The important thing to remember is if you are in the process of doing this, is make sure everything's spelled correctly. Make sure everything is, the dates are correct or anything like that. Unfortunately, we've actually had to replace a couple things out there because one of the dates was wrong from years and years ago. Then at that point we have to kind of start the process over, which really is a disservice to the family, and to their loved one. So we try to, we try to make sure all our, T's are crossed and I's are dotted, and everything like that, so that, we can get it right on the first try. You only get one chance, to make a good first impression. Is that that's what they always say. Kind of the same thing on this end. So once it's manufactured, again, we can't go back and erase or spell check it or anything like that. It's the way it is, and then we have to start the process over again. And that's not something we want. That's not something the family wants. So that being said, the process with a granite monument is even more detailed. And I see my time is running a little bit short, but we can talk about this on the next podcast, what it is. Just know this, that when you design a monument, and what a monument is an upright monument. So it's the, for lack of a better term, the headstone that you see on TV that are standing up or anything like that. They are, that's a lot of granite. I'll just tell you that. So they're very detailed. You can do a lot of different things with those as far as laser etching and put personal stuff on there and things like that. But the process of designing one of those, getting it manufactured and everything, it sounded like a whole lot of stuff on the granite and bronze markers that I just spoke of. The monuments are even more detailed. So we can get into that on my next podcast. I wanted to just throw this out there as well. So I know there's a lot of questions out there that people have as far as for cemeteries, funerals, cremation, anything like that. I want to encourage you, feel free to shoot me an email. My email address is gregory.williams@dignitymemorial.com. And you have to put my whole name. You have to put gregory.williams because I recently learned that there are two Greg Williamses working for our company. And if you just put Greg.Williams, it'll go to California. And I won't ever see it. So, again, it's gregory.williams@dignitymemorial.com. If you don't mind, if you have a question, in the subject line, if you'll just put question or death rattle or something like that, so I can distinguish that. And I will definitely get back to you just as quickly as I possibly can. If you would like me to call you personally and discuss anything or answer any questions that way, I am more than happy to do that. I try to make myself as available as possible for anybody that has any questions or anything like that. When I tell people what I do for a living, if I've never met them or anything like that, it is amazing the amount of questions that start to just flow out of people. Because, a lot of people don't know anybody in this business. There's always that weird misconception about funeral directors being, cold, I guess, for lack of a better term, or very, stoic or anything like that. I am far from either of those two things. I like to put myself out there, let people know what I do. And I don't have a problem, again, answering any kind of question. No matter how odd you may think it is, I've probably heard it before, or seen it or anything like that. So again, that's gregory.williams@dignitymemorial.com. I work, I'm the general manager of Eternal Hills Funeral Home and, Memory Gardens. We are part of the Dignity Memorial Network. I just wanted to give another shout out as well to, inresults.com. Again, that's inresults.com. That is results with the Z at the end and not an S. You can find any of my my other podcasts I've recorded, or anything like that. Tell your friends, tell your family, a lot of interesting stuff out there. Please go visit. And want to thank them for allowing me to have this this venue to get the information out there. We'll talk to you later. Y'all have a great night.